The Lillian McDermott Show.
We love, we fear. Bridges we burn. We make mistakes. Then we live and learn. When life gets tough and it seems like your best ain't good enough. If you're in need of hope, you know where I'll be. I'll be right here, right here. And when you need a friend, you can count on me. I'll be right here, waiting for you.
This is the place you can always turn to when you need a friend. The Lillian McDermott Show. To reach out to Lillian, visit her on the web at whenyouneedafriend.com. Now, let's all learn together. Here's Lillian McDermott.
Hello, my listening friend. It's so nice we can meet each other on the air on this beautiful, best day ever. And for those of you who are new to the Lillian McDermott Radio Show, the purpose of the show is to provide a safe place where you can go to when you need a friend. It is my commitment to provide alternative ways to heal, and it is my mission to make awareness, responsibility, and truth a part of our everyday life. And I hope you, my listening friend, will feel empowered to live the life of your dreams. Let me tell you, today is going to be nothing but a dream because we have lots of information, lots of giveaways. So I want to encourage you to pre-program your phones to 407-373-5959 because you're going to need it. So it's 407-373-5959 because before I bring on Andrea Beeman to discuss healthy issues and how to keep our children, our babies healthy, there's so many children with issues. I want to introduce you to my new sponsor, Liberty HealthShare. You can find Liberty HealthShare at libertyhealthshare.org. And let me tell you, our health system is in crisis. And I'm going to be honest with you, I have not paid for health insurance for over a year. Instead, I am a very proud member of Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare offers an alternative solution to the high cost of health insurance, and it is better than anything I have ever had. Dale Bale, when it comes to health insurance, that is, Dale Bellis is the founder of Liberty HealthShare, and he is the executive director, and he is here today to teach us how we can exercise our freedom and move or make the switch to learn something new. And since it is our sole purpose in life to give and receive love and knowledge, I am grateful that Dale Billis is here of Liberty HealthShare to do just that. Welcome, Dale. How are you?
Oh, wonderfully well this morning, Lillian. Thank you so much for the invitation. It's an honor to be with you.
Well, it is an honor to have you as a sponsor. I'm really excited. And so let's get started because I know that your time is limited. You are a very busy man going out there and saving the world. And so share a little bit about yourself and Liberty HealthShare and how it all got started.
Sure. I've been in the healthcare administration world for about 25 years. And it was through the course of the 90s that I began to develop some really core beliefs and convictions regarding changes that really needed to be made in meeting health care costs. With the passage of the Affordable Care Act in 2010, I was getting ready to go to work one day. I had my own TPA and was administering employer-sponsored health care plans. It just hit me like a ton of bricks, Lillian. There's got to be a way for the common, ordinary citizen to not be intruded upon by the federal government, number one, and to not intrude upon many of the values that we have regarding our health. We're talking about some of the most private, personal decisions that we ever make in our lives.
Yeah.
And so I began to cast about for ways to solve that issue. I was very familiar with healthcare sharing, having worked with formerly with a nonprofit organization who was the first of its kind in that arena. Plus, with my experience in self-funded employer plans, we launched Liberty HealthShare in consultation with an existing healthcare sharing ministry group, and it's really a relaunch, a reformulation of that group that's been in existence since 1995. We added our first member in 2013, and we now have 65,000 households and about 160,000 individuals participating in all 50 states in America.
And it is amazing. I was sharing with Andrea Beeman, who's going to be the guest later on, that the way I discovered Liberty HealthShare, it was through a workshop that I do, the CASA, an expo, a health expo. And when I learned about it, I thought, this can't be real. And I've done shows on the concept of a health share. So really quickly, Dale, because we have a minute before we go on the break, can you share really quickly what a health share does as a that's different than insurance?
Yeah, we are not insurance and don't want to be. In fact, I frequently refer to it as freedom from insurance. We are a nationwide nonprofit association of like-minded men, women, and families who unite around a common cause, and that is paying for each other's medical expenses. We do that on the basis of our shared values and beliefs. We make the decisions among and between ourselves as to the kind of bills that we will share in, and we throw in technology and online connectivity to one another, and literally members every month send their money to another member to pay their medical bills. And then should ever they have an expense, those same communities there to pay their bills. And that's fundamentally the way it works.
And let me tell you, when you hear this, you're going to think, my listening friend, that this is far from the truth, but it's real. I've been a member of Liberty HealthShare for over a year, and I have learned how to manage my healthcare. And we're going to continue our conversation when we return with Liberty HealthShare and Dale Billis when we return worldwide at whenyouneedafriend.com. We'll be right here waiting for you.
You can text Lillian McDermott or leave her a voicemail at 407-373-5959. Once again, here's Lillian.
And welcome back to the Lillian McDermott Radio Show, where we always learn from one another. And today we're talking about Liberty HealthShare. Dale Billis is the founder and executive director of Liberty HealthShare. And I have to tell you that I've been a member for the last year. And I've actually, it's been longer than a year. And I no longer choose insurance. I choose my HealthShare program. And Dale, I have to tell you that before we learned about HealthShare, we were paying $1,200 for our insurance a month. My husband went through a change of job, and his insurance, his work was now paying for his insurance, and it was going to cost me an extra $400 to be added. And because I learned about HealthShare, I now pay $200 a month for my my membership cost. And I am just thrilled. So share a little bit about what people can expect when they sign up with Liberty HealthShare.
We ask our members to set aside every month what we call a suggested share amount. It's $199 for a single, $299 for a couple, $449 for a family of three or more. We don't count more than three. And we ask them to set that aside in their own online account. We call it a share box. And that is then matched every month to another member who has medical bills. So transparently and there in that individual member's account, you see your money flow from your account to the receiving member's account who has medical bills that month. And it would be similar to crowdfunding. We literally crowdfund multiple members who are having expenses that month presented. We cut the checks directly to the doctors and hospitals. And at the same time, you have an opportunity to message them with cheer or encouragement or prayer, whatever the case may be. And like a true social community, we're standing with each other during those times of expense, sometimes the biggest crises of our lives. And we're sharing emotionally and spiritually and financially. So we're not only just paying each other's bills, Lillian, we're also giving each other a hug during those times of medical expense crisis.
Absolutely. You know, I have to share with you, shortly after I joined with Liberty, you know, there's a healthy apprehension when you do something different.
As it
Liberty
should
Health
be.
Share. Yes.
Because
Liberty
it is
Health
a paradigm
shares,
shift, believe
that's
me.
That's right. Yeah. It really is a paradigm shift, and I had to go to the emergency room, and I called to and I was told, yeah, you need to go to the emergency room. I've never been to the emergency room like for something like this, and so I had gone to them, and my bill that came in was like $4,800 or $4,000, something like that. And by the time I let them know that I was at HealthShare, it was like $1,300. So if I think about it, because we are doing a HealthShare, the costs go way down just because of this concept of this new paradigm. Can you explain a little bit more about that, Dale, and how
sure,
that happens?
It's kind of a three-legged stool, really. The first is that we are all self-pay patients, responsible for our costs as well as our care. So we're individually, as members, making our own choices and decisions at the counter. And when we realize it's money coming from our pockets as well as pockets of our fellow members, it just changes one's mentality. It's not, it's not the company black hole or some giant purse somewhere that's paying for it. It's myself and my fellow members. That just changes the entire consumption attitude regarding healthcare. So we've got 65,000 gatekeepers that are accessing and consuming healthcare. That's number one. Number two is, and let me say about number one, when it's our money at stake, Lillian, when
we've
got skin in the game, it totally changes the way in which I begin to use healthcare. That's number one. Number two is we're all health conscious. Which simply means, based upon our shared beliefs, that we believe our bodies are temples, that we're creatures of God and have a responsibility to care for this temple in a way of stewardship that responds to that creature status, then suddenly we begin making choices and decisions about our lives and the way we live our lives that's based on health consciousness. Now, notice I didn't say healthy. Health conscious.
Yes.
But we're on the road towards making choices and decisions and creating a lifestyle that supports health. That's number two. And which means health conscious people typically have lower costs, go to the hospital less, and recover more quickly. Number three is, as you've just mentioned, few people understand that there are deep discounts to be had in the world of healthcare billing. That what a hospital bills is not what they will receive in the settlement for that particular service. And so we access those deep discounts for our members. And that really maintains the efficiency of the costs that we share together as a community.
You know, along with that healthy apprehension, I will tell you that one of the things that got me to say, okay, I will consider this further, and I continued to consider it further until I became a member, was that you guys pay up to $1 million per incident. I don't think my insurance ever covered me for $1 million per incident. Share a little bit how you can do that.
Sure. We have three different sharing programs based upon a person's budget and what their particular needs are. The most popular is what we call our complete program. And we consult together, collaborate as a community as to the bills that we will share in. And it's after we are responsible for the first 500 in the course of a membership year per person, up to a maximum of 3 for a family. So if you were a family, you'd be responsible for the first $1,500 of medical expenses out of our own pockets. Then we start sharing those expenses from that point up to $1 million per incident. By an incident, I mean a diagnosed medical condition, receiving care. You have a heart attack. That's a diagnosis. All the medical, all the hospital stays, the doctor visits, surgeries, medications associated with that incident, up to $1 million. If you have kidney stones the next day, that's another incident. All the doctor
Amazing.
Visits, et cetera, up to $1 million. Broken arm the third day, another $1 million. And so our members have said that is adequate for us in terms of meeting these costs. When we meet the first $1,500 for a family out of our own pockets, we call it an annual unshared amount. Not to be cute in terms of terminology. We don't use insurance terms because we're not insurance. We're
self-pay
patients. That's what frees us from that model, allows us to make those choices. We're responsible for those costs. We've just simply said we'll be responsible and not submit it to the community to share the first $1,500 for a family. After that, we'll share in those costs.
Well, you know, you don't know this about me probably, but my registered service mark is you can take a pill or you can take responsibility. It's not that I'm against pills. It's that I'm for doing everything possible, Dale, to do everything possible so that you can live a healthy life. Now, for those of you who are listening and would like to learn more, libertyhealthshare.org, that's libertyhealthshare.org. Also, you can contact 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-585-4237. Who qualifies, Dale? And we only have about a minute left.
Well, number one, we have a set of shared beliefs, we call them. We're faith-based. We're not intruding on individual faith choices or what church you attend or what doctrinal statement, but we have a shared value system. That really God's placed us here on earth to assist others when they're in need, and that we, as health-conscious individuals, will care for our bodies because we're creatures of God. That's the first qualification. The second is that you join in our lifestyle commitments, not smoke, not abuse alcohol or drugs. And third, that you commit to that sharing mentality, that we're in this together. It's our dollars, both our individual pockets and the pockets of our members, and we just simply join in on that sharing mentality. I always say, everything you ever need to know about healthcare, you learned in kindergarten. And that's share. Just share with one another's costs and needs, and that's the core.
Well, I tell you, Dale, I am looking forward to, because I know you're coming on twice a month to update us and let us know what's new with Liberty HealthShare. But for you, my listening friend, that's what we promote. We promote a healthy lifestyle, healthy living, responsible living. So you can go to libertyhealthshare.org to learn more, or you can call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-585-4237. Dale, I am looking forward to our next conversation and to your return.
Thank you so much, Lillian. God bless.
Thank you, and God bless you too. And so now I am telling you, my listening friends, this is something I've been doing now for about a year, and I've got to bring Andrea Beeman in because it is her sole purpose. And I need to give Andrea her due too, because Andrea is a chef. She's a health coach. Andrea has been on my show, and she's taught us how to live healthy inside and out. She's just an unbelievable person. And just every time she comes in, I learn something new, and I hope you do too. But today we're talking about how the choices that we can make can affect our lives, but it can also affect our children. We are feeding our children fast foods, our babies, French fries, sugar. And there's a lot of issues that are happening that when we were children, or when our parents were children, didn't even exist. Morbidly obese children? What? We're going to continue this conversation about healthy living because it is our sole purpose in life. And Andrea, you know the drill, because you are here to talk about the truth and a new truth about health for our babies. So welcome back, Andrea, to the Lynn McDermott Radio Show.
Well, I'm happy to be here on such a great morning with you and Dale and the world.
I know. And not only that, we have a $20 gift prize. At the end of the show this morning, we are going to give a gift card, a $20 gift card from Native Sun, Go Native. And at the end of the 12 o'clock, we're going to give away Sunseed Co-op $20 gift card. So we've got lots of gifts. And I think you're going to give away a book, too. So lots of giveaways today. Now, share a little bit about how you got involved with the shift for you to live a responsible, healthy life.
I mean, that was exactly it. You know, I was sick and tired and sick and tired of being sick and tired. And eventually you make a change. You're like, okay, something's got to change, and it's me. So when you talk about earlier, and when Dale talked about taking responsibility for your health and your life, it starts with how are you feeding yourself? Are you getting enough rest? Are you taking care of yourself? It's really everything.
Absolutely. And, you know, we just don't realize the power of our fork, the power of our choices. And, you know, I've had insurance for such a long time, and now I'm doing the health share. And so I wanted to share that with all my listening friends, and I'm so grateful that Liberty Health Share has partnered up with the Lilian McDermott Radio Show. And we're going to continue talking about healthy choices with Andrea Beeman when we return worldwide at whenyouneedafriend.com. We'll be right here waiting for you.
I'll be right here waiting for you.
You can text Lilian McDermott or leave her a voicemail at 407-373-5959. Once again, here's Lilian.
Welcome back to the Lilian McDermott Radio Show, where we always learn from one another. And just before we went on our break, we learned from Dale Bellis of Liberty Health Share. And for those of you who want to learn more, I'll put all my information on the websites, and you can go on to whenyouneedafriend.com to learn more about that. And I'm not going to spend a lot of time talking about my social media, because I have Andrea Beeman on the air today, and we're going to talk about a very special and important topic. You know, Liberty Health Share has come at a very good time on the Lilian McDermott Radio Show, because I'm so proud of the fact that I was able to consider the fact that insurance may not be the only way to go. And as I make healthier choices for myself, and I empower people to do the same, Andrea, I know you are too. And I'm seeing people grab those French fries and give it to a baby, give them sugary drinks. I saw a grandmother, give a two-year-old a Coke. Nothing against, you know, yes, I am against Coke, but that's a different issue. We are giving food to our children that we think we're giving them nutrients. This is not intentional, Andrea. I know it is not, but we've got to educate ourselves. So help us. And thank you so much for being on the show today. And for those of you who want to learn more about Andrea, you can go to AndreaBeeman.com. So, Andrea, it is a sad thing when I see children with eczema and psoriasis and asthma. And so let's talk about what's happening.
Well, I mean, you know, you said that you saw the grandmother giving a Coke to a two-year-old kid, and that's part of what's happening. You know, like, they're confused themselves on what to eat. So it's definitely not intentional. I don't know that there's any, you know, loving grandparent or parent on the planet that thinks, oh, I'm going to give this to my child and harm my child.
Correct.
So they're under the impression that Coca-Cola is a good liquid to give the kids, you know, or that French fries are a good food, because that's what they've been indoctrinated into through all of the marketing and the advertising and, you know, everything that's out there that's, you know, kind of skewing their thoughts. So you know, they need to be retaught. I think people need to be retaught about what good food really is and what you should give a kid. And generally, we should be giving kids what we should be giving healthy adults, right? So if the adult is not eating well, the children are not going to eat well. You know, the parents are the ones that are buying the food. The kid, 2-year-old isn't going to go to the store and buy, you know, the food. That's not the 2-year-old's job. So whatever the mom is purchasing or the dad is purchasing or the adult, whoever's taking care of the kid, whatever they're purchasing, that's what's going to be in the home. And that's what's going to be accessible by the children. They're going to grow up thinking, well, this is food. You know, this prepackaged stuff is all food. That's what they identify as food.
But the prepackaged stuff has chemicals, hidden chemicals, poisonous chemicals, you know, toxins. There's things that we would not be able to thrive on should we continue. And now here we're giving it to our babies who have developing brains and bodies and guts. What's happening to them at this point?
Well, I mean, you said it earlier, you know, like there's a ton of autoimmune conditions popping up that we have probably the highest rates of autoimmune conditions that we've ever had in human history. And, you know, an autoimmune condition is when the immune system starts to attack the body. Right. So why on earth would the immune system be attacking the body unless there are these foreign substances that are being ingested that the immune system is saying, OK, well, let's go get that thing. You know, it's not supposed to be here. So we have asthma rates are increased. You have tons of diabetes, which is an autoimmune condition. So many things, allergies. We have so many things that are popping up in young kids, you know, those skin rashes as well. Psoriasis, eczema. So we have to say what's going on, what's happening with the little person and their digestive system that, you know, their body is attacking itself.
So what is going on, Andrea?
Well, you said it. You said it, Lillian. You're eating food that is doused in chemicals. You know, the body will get a whole load of chemical substance and it's not going to feel good about it. It's, you know, like you are what you eat. I remember the old adage, you know, you are what you eat. And it was like an old wives' tale, but it literally is the truth. Everything that you eat becomes your body on a cellular level. So if you're eating crap, then that's going to be the response. The body's not going to have a good response. It's going to feel horrible. It's going to have reactions. It's going to get inflamed. All of this is going to happen. And to the little people, like it's normal for a little baby to get a skin rash or to get some little allergic reactions as they're trying new foods and their body gets, okay, this is a new food coming in. But it's not normal for that condition to persist over and over and over again up until their teenage years and up until they're now adults and they have all these other issues going on and IBS and Crohn's and colitis. That's not normal.
Okay, so I just got to ask, or I've just got to tell you, there is a pediatrician who is treating a 14-month-old baby. And that 14-month-old baby is reacting to milk. They've now gone from formula to milk. This 14-month-old baby is full of a rash. They throw up every time they have dairy. But the pediatrician says, keep giving it to them because it's going to reinforce their system. You want them to go beyond that. What do you tell that pediatrician who has an MD who is training these mothers and fathers in what to give their children? What do you say to them? What do you say to that parent that believes that their pediatrician is telling them the truth?
Well, there's not much you can say to the pediatrician because, again, here's a person that's been indoctrinated into a certain way of thinking and diagnosing and all that stuff. So they may not be open to it. You can suggest stuff, but, of course, they may not be open or receptive to hearing what you have to say.
Okay, what about the parent?
The parent, you could say, okay, well, this is obviously not working, right? Yeah. So what's the definition of insanity? You're doing the same thing over and over and over again, expecting another response or a different outcome. And if you see the same outcome over and over and over again, then you have to make a change.
But if the doctor is saying it is safe, first of all, is milk good for a 14-month-old baby?
Well, not if it's homogenized and pasteurized, and I wouldn't recommend it at all. The best milk for the baby is breast milk.
Okay, and then outside of the breast milk, then what?
Well, it depends. You know, like you have to look at traditional foods, right? Mm-hmm. So, for example, pasteurized milk and homogenized milk. These things, I think, are toxic. I don't think that they're healthy. I think that when we take the fat molecules and we pulverize them until they're so tiny in the form of homogenization, right? They're so tiny. When you drink that milk, they're now going to slip through that intestinal villi and go into the system itself and, you know, potentially leaky gut and autoimmune conditions and inflammation and all that's going to happen. But there are also many societies that have drank milk that was not homogenized and was not pasteurized and had all of the bacteria and everything else in it, and they didn't have the host of problems that are popping up all over the place here. As well as, look at our milk. Look at the cows.
I was just going to say that. What about all the antibiotics that they're pumping into the milk?
That's not healthy at all. That's going to damage somebody's digestive terrain worse than you can imagine. You know, because those antibiotics are being passed through the milk into our own digestive system, and we're getting like little antibiotic bombs every time. So if it's a feedlot cow or a CAFO cow, and you know, that's not healthy at all. It's not healthy for the animal. It's not healthy for anybody that's having those products. I wouldn't suggest that for anybody.
So what would you,
or animals.
So what do you suggest for a child that is going through, obviously, some inflammation, some reactions, the skin, there's redness on the skin, there's a rash on the skin, and there's vomiting and diarrhea. What do you suggest you do with that child to allow their system to rest?
Well, I would actually suggest that they research a holistic practitioner, right? There are more and more popping up. Right. So they're not going to go to a health coach or not going to go to an herbalist, or they may not go to an acupuncturist, which, you know, they're much more alternative, mm-hmm. but they can find a holistic pediatrician.
Yeah. Integrative.
Totally. They're out there, and they're more and more popping up, and they're getting hip to diet. They're getting hip to some of the things that are in our food supply that need to be taken out immediately from somebody's diet when they're having reactions like that. You know, like if the kid is throwing up after having milk, goodbye to milk. That's it.
You don't need milk. You don't need milk. Milk does not do a body good. As a matter of fact, they have done studies that show that because of milk, people have osteoporosis.
Yeah.
And because of milk, people get arthritis or lung respiratory issues or acid reflux. So I don't know who was the creative person that came up with the milk does the body good and the milk mustache and because they are making a killing. I mean, literally making a killing for the human race. So let me ask you about the non-dairy substitutes like almond milk, coconut milk, that they're organic, and cashew milk. They're coming up with alternatives to quote-unquote milk. What do you think of those?
Well, I think they may curb the inflammation, but they're not going to heal a compromised gut. You know, so they're great. You want to, you know, calm that inflammation down, you know, get out of the pasteurized, homogenized milk and all that stuff, but they're not going to heal the gut. So what may be problematic is that the child might not have gotten the initial implantation from the mother's breast milk. And that is going to be a lifelong struggle, which is unfortunate. Many women don't breastfeed or, you know, won't breastfeed. For whatever reason, maybe they can't, maybe their ducts are clogged. So, you know, that's something to be conscious of.
What about baby probiotics? Those good? Can we talk about that when we return?
Sure.
Okay, I just looked at the time. Okay, because time flies when Andrea Beeman's on. So you can check her out. Now, be ready, because at the end of the show, you're going to have an opportunity to get a gift card for both Native Sun and Sunseed Co-op when we return worldwide at whenyouneedafriend.com. We'll be right here waiting for you.
I'll be right here waiting for you. Ooh.
You can text Lillian McDermott or leave her a voicemail at 407-373-5959. Once again, here's Lillian.
And remember to save that number on your phone, program it 407-373-5959, because at the end of the show, I'm going to ask the first caller to text in 407-373-5959 or call, because I know it marks the time you come. So the first one will get a $20 gift card for those people that are in Jacksonville. For my listening friends in Jacksonville, you'll go with Native Sun, Go Native. And for those of you who are in the Brevard County area, my home away from home is Sunseed Co-op. You'll get a $20 gift card so you can start your road, your journey to healthy living. So Andrea Beeman is with us today, and we are talking about promoting healthy children. I mean, if you want to, you know, unfortunately, Andrea, you know, what we buy for the home is what we're going to end up giving our children, because once they get hungry, that's all we got. We're going to give them the sweet rolls and the sugary snacks and the juices that are full of sugar. But let's talk about you said before that the breast milk is the best thing for the mother. But is the quality of breast milk when the mother is a junk food junkie, a sugarholic, or whatever? I'm not saying that, you know, let's say that is the scenario, because there are other parents that are eating well and healthy and do that. But let's say, is the quality of the breast milk the same across the board? Does it matter what a woman eats when they're breastfeeding?
Yes, of course it does. You know, because the breast milk is being formed from her nutrients. So if she's deficient in nutrients, then her breast milk probably won't be as substantial as it should be. But that doesn't mean that she should not breastfeed, because there are things in breast milk that you cannot get anywhere else. You got antibodies, you have immune, I mean, you have so much colostrum. I mean, that's the initial implantation into the intestines. And so many people that have leaky gut as adults, they never got that initial implantation, or they possibly had rounds and rounds and rounds of antibiotics, whether it came in through their milk, you know, like the cow's milk or whatever milk they were drinking, or through some poor quality animal products, or just rounds of antibiotics as kids. You know, like a lot of times when there's an ear infection or any little thing that pops up in a kid, the first thing they give them is antibiotics. And that actually damages the gut, and it continues to damage the gut. And one of the things that they can do, the parents can do, is reduce the amount of sugar. Mm. You know, if the kid, just an apple instead of Coca-Cola,
yeah.
You know, because they want sweet, because the sweet flavor actually helps the little body grow, right? Sweet is expansive, and that's in Chinese medicine. So too much sweet, and what happens? We become obese. But kids, because they're little and they're trying to expand into a larger body, they crave sweet. They crave it. So we need to give it to them, but we need to give it to them in a better form. By the way, breast milk is very sweet.
Yes, I was just going to say, isn't that the way the songs or the psalms, the sweet milk of the mother or the... So okay, sugar is a culprit. We know about wheat, especially the GMOs and the very processed foods. So let's talk about, since we're in the end... Are we in the end of... Last time, I think... Didn't I forget that we were on the show together?
Yes.
I was like... It was the third segment, and I was like thinking it was the fourth segment. Did that happen with you?
It always happens with you, Andrea Beeman.
Okay, so let's go to how to help. Yes, I got reminded by Brian that it is the last segment. Okay, so let's talk about how to restore these little baby guts, because I know I'm a big believer in vitamin C. I know that vitamin C has helped me with my asthma. I take 10,000 milligrams, and I know that vitamin C, I've heard of children getting over 20,000 milligrams of vitamin C to restore their gut, but it all depends on their tolerance. And Dr. Andrew Saul is very good. Go to doctoryourself.com to learn more about that. But for what can we do instead of reaching for the antibiotic, what can we do holistically on a regular for maintenance for our children so we can start building their guts little by little? Andrea?
Well, you know, there's a lot of talk about stocks, you know, like bone stocks, mushroom stocks, vegetable stocks, right? You want to get liquid minerals into their body and easily absorbable liquid minerals, right, to help strengthen up that digestive system. So something simple like a chicken stock, like traditional classic chicken stock, but it has to be from naturally raised chickens, right? It can't be from...
You got to be careful with all this stuff. We really can't trust the food industry anymore.
That's correct. That's correct. And it can't be from the box, right, which contains all of the other chemical ingredients. It can't be like a box of chicken stock. It's got to be like the old-fashioned stock that's made, and then the collagen that's released from the bones into the stock, that is going to help nourish and support the digestive system of the growing baby. You know, like I would also suggest real food. You know, don't give the kid fake food. Like, you could go to any health food store and you could get real food, real baby food made with real ingredients.
You can just take a potato, a sweet potato, steam it, and mush it up, and that's baby food.
That's right. That's right.
How difficult is that?
You know, they just don't have any teeth, so they can't chew. So the mushing is imperative. Right? They have to have the soft ingredients. And then once they get their teeth, then they could start having real food. And again, the confusion is that people don't know what real food is. So they think that if it's coming out of a box or out of a package, that that's real, but it's not necessarily. It's a food that has been completely taken away from its original source. You know, it's removed, like sweet potato chips. You know, they just give sweet potato to the kid, right? Yeah. Just what you said. You know, they just start to eat real food as often as possible. And also to have the kid in a relaxed state. You know, don't shove the food. Like, I've seen people overfeeding their kids. Always got to be a certain weight. And they're like shoving food down the kid's throat. And, you know, that is problematic as well, because you're setting them up for overeating as adults.
Okay, so let's talk about probiotics. I know that probiotics have been the buzz for restoring gut and getting some of that good bacteria back in the stomach. And you talked about the broth or the stock, the chicken stock. But what about these little pills that have the probiotics?
I think they're great. You know, a lot of them need to be taken with food so you can really absorb them. I personally recommend like more of the cultured foods, like fermented foods and cultured foods, to get those probiotics and that bacteria in the gut. Like, I know that my nephews, from the time that they were little, they loved pickles, like salt brine pickles, which all contain that bacteria. You know, like a traditionally salt brine pickle, that's going to contain all of that bacteria and those probiotics. So, definitely you could try the pill supplementation, but if the kid is not eating it with food, it may not implant and it may just pass right through them, especially if they have a compromised gut. So I prefer foods. And, you know, like we talked about dairy earlier, mm-hmm. and I don't recommend, you know, straight up dairy. If somebody can't digest it, then it should be pre-digested in the form of kefir, which has been used in Russia for thousands of years, right? Or yogurt, which was used in, you know, the Netherlands and those countries in Europe for years.
But they're adding so much, Andrea, they're adding so much sugar in yogurt now.
Oh, no, not if you go to a regular store, yes.
Okay.
If you go to a co-op or a natural food store, you could get a yogurt that has absolutely no sugar in it.
Okay, speaking of that, we have our giveaway, so get ready, because if the first caller or texter after the show at 8 o'clock gets a $20 gift card from Native Sun, and at 12 o'clock they get Sunseed Co-op. Speaking of co-op, I love Sunseed Co-op and Native Sun. So my two homes are Jacksonville and Cape Canaveral. So I am just so excited that both of them are wanting for you to start your journey of growth. And Andrea, you know, this is just so wonderful to get you to talk about this. So you're saying, and I'm so glad we clarified it, we want to go to a store that doesn't carry the typical box. Where do you recommend, other than, of course, we got Native Sun and Sunseed Co-op, but if, for people that are listening in other areas, do you look for a cooperative or what, a farm or...
Yeah, I mean, you could go straight to a farm. You know, if you go to like localharvest.org, you could find farms that are giving, you know, that have natural products and naturally raised animal products and all that stuff.
Okay.
But also any Whole Foods or natural market, like you have Sunseed Farm and then any co-op.
Native
by
Sun.
You.
And yeah. we're gonna say goodbye this time. So be ready to call 407-373-5959 or text. And you're beaming, you're the best. This is Lillian McDermott wishing you love, peace, joy, and unexpected abundance. Make it the best day ever.
The opinions and advice expressed on the Lillian McDermott Radio Show are intended for the individual callers and guests on the program and are presented to our wider audience solely for general educational purposes. Please act responsibly and consult personally with your own medical side.